From NPR News, this is Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Yesterday on this program, we talked about President Obama's speech on the Middle East and North Africa, with a focus on economic and political reform in the Arab world. Today, the other part of that speech, specifically Israel and Palestine. And today, that topic came into sharper focus as the president addressed the annual AIPAC conference taking place this weekend here in Washington. AIPAC, of course, is the largest pro-Israel lobby group in the U.S. In a moment, we'll hear from the Palestinian ambassador to Washington and a former U.S. ambassador to Israel, along with reaction from Jerusalem. But first, to NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro, who was with the president at the conference today.
This crowd was not primed to embrace President Obama. As one speaker put it, the AIPAC conference is the home of America's pro-Israel movement. And the president's speech on Thursday rankled many of Israel's staunchest supporters. That speech included the argument that Palestinian-Israeli peace talks should begin with Israel's 1967 borders, with mutually agreed-upon land swaps. Sitting in the crowd of 10,000 this morning was Judith Pfeffer of Warrenton, Pennsylvania. She describes herself as a huge Obama supporter, and she says his Mideast speech on Thursday left her troubled.
Although I'm usually more mainstream or to the left in Israeli politics, I really understand Netanyahu on this issue.
Benjamin Netanyahu is Israel's prime minister. In the Oval Office on Friday, he looked the president in the eye and called Mr. Obama's proposal indefensible.
While Israel is prepared to make generous compromises for peace, it cannot go back to the 1967 lines.
This morning, President Obama tried to defuse the controversy. He told AIPAC that his position is no different from the U.S. position going back to the 1990s.
What I did on Thursday was to say publicly what has long been acknowledged privately.
He argued that his position has been misrepresented. And the audience responded favorably when he explained that he wants Israelis and Palestinians themselves to negotiate a border that is different from the 1967 lines.
That's what mutually agreed upon swaps means. It is a well-known formula to all who have worked on this issue for a generation. It allows the parties themselves to account for the changes that have taken place over the last 44 years.
He said the world is changing so fast that delaying peace will only make Israel's challenges grow. Still, there's no sign of real peace negotiations starting anytime soon, and that leaves Randall Levitt of Rockville, Maryland, wondering why President Obama decided to wade into this morass now.
My general feeling is that it's completely unnecessary and ill-timed, and I'm really unable to understand why he created a conflict and disagreement with a close ally at a moment in time when there doesn't appear to be any possibility at all for meaningful negotiations.
Whether the controversy is authentic or manufactured, as President Obama claims, today's speech does not seem to have made it go away. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.